KBND Radio News Time is 12:05. Good afternoon. It is Friday. Welcome to the Noon News. This update is brought to you by Design Lighting. Find once-in-a-lifetime deals at their huge moving sale on 2nd Street behind Abby's Pizza. Don't you miss it. Now, here with our update, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend is urging people to come up to upcoming meetings about new districts for lawmakers. The huge influx of people to Deschutes County during the last 10 years could mean some big changes for state lawmakers and congressional districts. Telfer says comments from public hearings will be used to draw the lines.
Well, I think they need to establish in the record what is a community of interest. What happened 10 years ago was, you know, it got challenged in the courts, got sent to the Secretary of State, the governor vetoed it, and in the record, communities had not come forward and said why they think the line should be drawn here or there. Who should be connected in Deschutes County? Where are the synergies of economic development, school district boundaries? You know, where do people have common interests?
Telfer has to spin off about 28,000 people in her district. The hearings in Bend are set for Saturday, March 19th at the OSU Cascades campus from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. State Representative Gene Wisnett has a plan to save the state $225 million. He says 4,475 state positions are funded yet remain unfilled for more than 6 months. That's 11% of the state's total workforce. Wisnett introduced his reform bill on Monday.
I think it's just a wake-up call to the legislature and to the governor and to the department heads that I don't think this is good management practices.
Wisnett says freeing up those funds from unfilled positions would allow lawmakers to put more money toward public safety and education and other services. More than 100 people marched in downtown Bend last night showing their support for Planned Parenthood. Similar marches have been held in Eugene and Portland after the U.S. House last month approved a bill that would stop funding Planned Parenthood. Supporters of the agency feel this legislation is misguided and want to make their voices heard.
A lot of men and women who support what's a very important cause, and I just felt like maybe with the spirit of these people and doing what we feel is the right thing, we'll make things happen.
In Oregon, more than 2,000 women a week use Planned Parenthood. The measure to stop government funding of Planned Parenthood now goes to the Senate. After taking in hundreds of suggestions from students, staff, and community members, the Student Selection Committee has released the top three choices for a new mascot for Ridgeview High School in Redmond. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
The three mascot possibilities are the Coyotes, the Rattlers, or the Ravens. And the possible colors to go along with that are a dominant color of purple with an accent of either white, black, or silver. The construction of Ridgeview High School is paid for by a 2008 school bond construction levy. The 1,400-student school is located on Southwest Elkhorn and is scheduled to open its doors to students in the fall of 2012. Next Wednesday, the Student Selection Committee will hold its final meeting at 4 o'clock at the Redmond High School. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.